We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is one of my favorites, Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
You know, I'm good. I've come to realize that I'm one of your favorites, I think, because of the music. But I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'll give my disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a long-time Sunday school teacher. Take everything I say with a grain of salt. I play a lot of music to make up for any discrepancies or lack of understanding or knowledge elsewhere. So that's my disclaimer.
Well, you're one of my favorites, and I do dig your music. It's awesome. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and that'll get posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is the Refuge Church, located at New Liberty, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Today is Thursday. Pastor Dwight is not in the building. However, we do have a word from Pastor Dwight through the Truth broadcast. Following this, we will end the program, and then we will reset up the iPad and come back with a word from Pastor Dwight through the Truth broadcast. The title for that will be Covenant Courage. I think I covered it all.
Okay, so normally I'm on Fridays. I was scheduled for tomorrow. I switched. So who's tomorrow?
Melanie Randall.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to play music today. I used to kind of give a devotional, but that's years ago. I've switched to just kind of reading scripture and doing the prayer and playing music. We're going to start out with, the song I always play to start off with. I think it's a prayer in and of itself, and it speaks for itself. So, no introduction anymore for this song. Here we go.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Self-assured. Now I find
trying, oh, maybe like 5 years ago, and they did it using AI in a Paul McCartney voice of like 1968, 1969. And then they played them next to each other. And then all you had to do was listen to those two and realize why we loved Paul McCartney back in the 60s and early 70s, because his voice sounded so much better. You know, same guy, but he had such a better sounding voice early on. And through AI, they were able to use the young Paul McCartney voice. It was amazing. So we went on and did some AI voiceovers for some Facebook social media posts that the city did. And it was amazing. We did James Earl Jones, and that was incredible. We did a Lion King one, and then we did a Darth Vader one. And wonderful, amazing technology coming out. That was Paul McCartney singing that song along with John Lennon. This is Jesus and the Beatitudes. I'm going to read a little bit of scripture from Matthew chapter 5. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets, who were before you." Okay, we're going to play the special. I try to do this every time in honor of you, Don Williams. You're a big Don Williams fan, I know. So let me see if I can get this song here pulled up. Quite a selection of Don Williams songs. So, where is it here? Okay, this is, I try to switch it up, but this is my favorite Don Williams song. It's been redone many times, most notably by Eric Clapton, speaking of English singers, but this is Don Williams.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy. My mama called me lazy. I was gonna show 'em all this time. 'Cause you know I ain't no foolin', I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to. Living on Tulsa time. Well, there I was in Hollywood, wishing I was doing good, talking on the telephone. But they don't need me in the movies, and nobody sings my songs. Guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time.
music. That song's been redone many, many times, covered by many. I've often thought I'd like to be driving in a Pontiac, take the picture as I'm hitting the Oklahoma line. So,
right.
So I can go ahead and say that. I play that in honor of you, though. Okay, so I'm going to continue reading from Matthew chapter 5. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. This is verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. We're going to immediately go into the King. So I had a friend this summer, was on a trip, headed east, and I jokingly said, you can't go east without stopping at Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. I said, you know, to be sure, I need a picture. Elvis actually moved his mother's casket grave next to the swimming pool at Graceland. So I said, I need a picture. You could actually, I think, do a cannonball or a jackknife and splash the grave. It's a little bit farther away from that, but it's pretty close to the swimming pool. So he took a picture by Elvis's mother's grave right next to the swimming pool and sent it to you to prove that he was there. So this is in honor of the pilgrimage to Graceland for this summer. So here we go.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hand. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. Cause what I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. In the seafood store, like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul. Make it again. You make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul.
Okay, so a little fact. Elvis only won 2 Grammys for his music in his entire career. And they were both for gospel music, a gospel album and 1 gospel single. He was ostracized and an outcast in the music world because rock and roll was the devil's music, and it was going to corrupt the youth. And so he only won 2 awards, and they were both for gospel music. There is a new series out, and I don't know what it's on, if it's on Amazon or Netflix, and it's starring Elvis's granddaughter, and it's called Daisy Jones and the Six, and it is definitely R-rated, so not for the faint of heart, but it is basically loosely based on Fleetwood Mac, the super rock band from the 70s, and Elvis's daughter plays one of the lead characters, Daisy Jones, and they sing all their own music, and she has a set of pipes on her that is absolutely incredible. I mean, she can sing. And does a wonderful job acting in it, but it's loosely based on Fleetwood Mac, and it involves a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll back in the 70s. And it's a really interesting series. It's definitely R-rated, but it's starring Elvis's granddaughter, and she does a wonderful job of both singing and acting. So this next song is You know, Fleetwood Mac was a super group, and they had a couple of really big albums. Of course, their biggest album was called Rumors, and it just went over the top. One of the biggest albums of all time, and the band shortly after broke up after that, and for a lot of different reasons, which that series explores, Daisy Jones and the Six. But one of the songs in it was called I Don't Want to Know. And so there was a love relationship between the lead singers in Fleetwood Mac and there is in Daisy Jones. And so at some point the relationship becomes strained and they write about it. And it's called this song I Don't Want to Know. And it was a hit song for Fleetwood Mac. Well, this is a cover of that, and it's an a cappella version. And I like it, and I'm going to play it here. So the context is you've got a couple, and they're on the verge of a breakup. It's right before the breakup, but they're not broken up yet, and something's going on, and they're basically saying, I don't want to know yet. They know, I think they know the end is coming, but let's just wait a little bit, and you can feel the tension. So hold on a second. So here it is, I Don't Want to Know, originally done by Fleetwood Mac, but this is a cover version.
I don't wanna know.
Okay, so that was originally Fleetwood Mac song off their Rumors album, and Lindsey Buckingham and Nikki, oh, it'll come to me here in a second. Sometimes you listen to this, and I try to figure out, why am I playing these songs? And sometimes there's just not a reason. Sometimes there is. You know, the reason why Rumors was so popular is people could relate to it. They can relate to the songs. That song is very relatable. If you've ever been in a relationship that's gone bad, there's a time when you kind of think, you know, it's may or may not make it, and then you realize it's not going to, and then how's it's going to end? So I was sitting in church on Sunday, and the preacher was preaching a sermon on the Bible, and we need to read the Bible regularly. And then he was like, you know, I don't understand why people don't read it more regularly, and name the statistics. And I wanted to raise my hand and say most people don't read the Bible because it's hard to understand and it's boring. You know, but he's up there going, it's so exciting. Okay, so I played a song that most people relate to. Now, let me read some scripture from one of the most famous passages in the Bible, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Okay, so we just heard that song. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. If I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Got it. But if I ask probably anybody, would you rather listen to that song or hear me read that scripture? I mean, so I'm not saying don't read the scripture. I'm just saying, for me, I can't overestimate the impact that music has and my enjoyment in it. And music can be a tool. Again, I'm not going to get preachy. I'm just going to read the scripture. But the amazement my preacher had at why people don't sit and read the Bible all the time versus listen to music or do other things is I'm like, well, okay. I would rather listen to some inspirational songs than, you know, read the scripture. And I've read that scripture 1,000 times. And I know I'm supposed to get something different out of it every time I read it, but sometimes I'm just reading it and going, I've read it before. So, and I've prayed to God, forgive me if I'm missing something, or forgive me for my attitude, or let me know. I like music. I listen to music. I mean, other people do things that inspire them. The music does inspire me. So I'm going to go ahead and play a Jason Boland song, and then we can maybe hear from some sponsors, if that's okay. 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 Jason Boland and the Stragglers. He's kind of a red dirt, new kind of country singer, new within the last 10 years. And this is called Back to You. And basically, the gist of the song is all roads lead me back to you. So I like it. It's a catchy song.
Got no time to talk about trouble. Got no time for singing the blues. I gotta keep these wheels a-rolling down the highway back to you. Long ago I lost track of all the places I've been through. City sidewalks and dirty old back roads always brought me back to you. Always brought me back to you.
brought me back to you. Midnight truck stops, neon non-stops, out of doing what I have to do. Walk through hell and half of Texas, long as it brought me back to you. Long as it brought me back to you. Live my life, big old circle, no matter where I go or what I do. Every road I ever ran always brought me back to you. Always brought me back to you. Got no time to talk about troubles. Got no time for singing the blues. I gotta keep these wheels rolling down the highway back to you. I gotta keep these wheels rolling down the highway back to you. Down the highway back to you.
Okay, sponsors?
You got any prayer requests over there, sister?
I've got one. Could you have any this morning?
No, ma'am, I don't.
God hadn't struck me down yet, so.
Praise the Lord.
I'm hanging on.
Wee-haw, praise the Lord. That was kind of a weak praise the Lord, wasn't it?
We want to pray for Carissa Keller's mother-in-law, Mariana Jackson, who's having open heart surgery this morning.
Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you for all you've given us the opportunity today to live for you, to be your hands and feet. We pray for Carissa Keller's mother-in-law, Miss Jackson, who's having open heart surgery. Please, givers, place your healing hands upon her. Be with her and her family in their time of need. Lift her up and carry her during this time. Place people in her path that will aid her and help her and know that with you, all things will be well. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen.